Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Reading Finnegan's Wake Facebook Forum. This is episode 33 from Bob and Ion and colleagues, and we're starting this week for the 33rd page, at the middle of page 165 of the standard Finnegan's Wake issue. So it starts, well, just a little above the middle. Let's see, it's 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, line 13, page 165. Every admirer has seen my goulash of Marge. She's so like the sister you don't know, and they both dress alike, which I titled The Very Picture of a Needless Woman, which in the present ornates our national cruelty stand. This genre portraiture of changes of mind in order to be truly torched should evoke the bush soul of females, so I'm leaving it to the experienced victim to complete the general suggestion by the mental addition of a wallopy bound, or should the zoological zila preferred, a kangaroo teal. The hat box
is... Okay. So now, you set the stage here. You're getting things started off here. There's a biangle. And see, the very picture of the needless woman sets the stage for the entire Roe versus Wade battle in Cote du Jour.
Right. And I like this, this genre of portraiture of changes of mind. There's stages of apprehension.
Of course.
Right out there.
With the trapezoidal bond, but you'll see.
Right. And just before we started, it said, for the emolument to pursue Burris and Cassius for a rung or two up their isosceling biangle. Is that like triangulation?
Well, that they're having two of views that they don't agree with either one of them. I have a point of view that I don't like, and you have a point of view that you don't like. So we are presenting two points of views that neither one of us like the outcome, predicated
okay.
or otherwise.
Yeah. Or should the zoological zealot prefer a kangaroo teal? The hat boxes which compose Romba, Lady Trebizond, in brackets Marge in her excelsis, in bracket, also comprise the climatogram up which B and C may fondly be imagined ascending, and are suggestive of gentlemen's spring modes. These modes carry us back to the superimposed clay layers of Eocene and Pleistocene formation, and the gradual morphological changes in our body politic. There, see, more changes. And the gradual morphological
changes. And our body politic. Yeah, the body of the politic. Yes.
Portion. And the gradual morphological changes in our body politic with Professor Ibahi Yuhuri of Philadelphia Ill, in brackets, whose blue butter bust...
Try that again. Come on, Bob. You can do better than that.
Whose blue butter bust I have just given his coup de grace to, neatly names of what are surprises. The boxes, if I may break the subject. Box of surprises.
Mm-hmm. It's breaking. See, they're starting to break through this stuff that we're not accepting, we're not going to have. Now they have to have. The thing that they weren't going to have, now they have to have it. So now they have to change their own rules because now we can't. We don't know what a woman is. You don't know what a woman is. So stop all this woman. He, she, they, them, it, this. Now all of a sudden, it's my goddamn womb, motherfucker. That's what it is. And I'm going to run this. I'm a woman. Hear me roar. What's a woman? Well, I don't know. I'm not a biologist. But if I do, that's what I'd be. So you need to back the fuck up because I'm going to be a womanless woman. That's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be a they. With a chick. I'm going to be a chick with a dick. And if I want an abortion, goddammit, I'm going to have one. I don't care what you say. If it hair lips the queen. Okay, now, see how silly it gets. And then this is the whole point. That's what this is laying out very eloquently of how they're setting the stages for the Cote du Jour.
Right. The a box of surprises. That's the womb.
Mm-hmm.
The boxes, if I may break the subject gently, are worth about 4 pence per box, but I am inventing more patents.
A pussy in the potter is worth 2 in the pooch.
Yeah. Yeah, the box, if I may break this up gently, are worth about 4 pence per box. But I am inventing a more patent process, foolproof and pride perfect. I should like to ask, in brackets, I should like to ask that Sherlock Holmes person, who is out for removing the roofs of our criminal classics by what deductio ad dominum he hopes to detect anything unless he happens of himself movable tectu to have a slate off, close bracket. After which they can be reduced to a fragment of their true crust by even the youngest of Margies if she will take place, be seated, and smile if I please. Now, there
okay,
can be
okay.
no question.
Wait. So now this is where Marge Stewart is sitting, telling you what Marshall McLuhan told you, that this was bound to happen if y'all didn't get a hold of yourself. That this very event, these events that are obscure, ridiculous, and the craziest thing ever, can take foot and become the system or the world system that you'll be judged by.
Right, and just want to clarify, Marg Stewart was McLuhan's secretary who knew more than Marshall about Marshall's work because it was dictated to her every day, and she had to correct the spelling, make sure...
And a great dictator she was! And a great dictator she was, too, by the way.
Now, there can be no question about it either that I have having done... What?
No, say word.
Now, there can be no question about it either that I, having done as much, have quite got the size of that demilitary young female, we will continue to call her Marge, whose types may be met with in any public garden, wearing a very dressy affair, known as an Ethel of instep length, and with a real fur, reduced to 3/9, 3/9, and a muffin cap to tone. They are angel skin this fall, ostentatiously hemming apologetically over the shirtness of some sweet garment, when she's not sitting on all the free benches avidously reading about it, but evidently, he says, stop.
Yeah, so we were just making the it. See, that's where your pronouns come into what the it is that nobody can say. You can't call it what it is, but I've got one, and I'm going to protect it. But you can't call me by it, but I've got one, and you can't address it. But it's mine. We're not going to say what it is. But if we did, it'd be my choice. My body. God damn it. My body. My choice. Back up. It's what? I'm going to be the it. It's my it. See? So it's basically very arduously presenting the double standard that Marge is quick to call.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's got McLuhan's secretary. You've called her Marge for years. Here it is. All about Marge.
Mm-hmm.
When she is not,
it's pointing out the ridiculousness that, because normal people look at what's going on this minute, and they're taken aback. They're like, that's not possible. Or go back a year ago and say, well, this is what's going to happen. They go, what? Burn down the Bergdorf Goodman for Wonder Bread? What the hell are you talking about? It's a mostly peaceful protest except for the fire parts. We burnt down this block a bit. It was mostly a peaceful demonstration except for the little fire thing, you know. It's like, okay. So, and then it develops and develops and it goes on. Then it all gets quieted down and all gets easy and everybody gets they sober up, get yourself back together. Now that they have this new creative thing, and now they're back in the streets raising hell, fire, pitch, fuck, luck, dick, dock, dick, dock. They don't even know what's that. They're going to whoop somebody's ass. I'm going to whoop somebody's ass. I'm going to whoop somebody's ass. And that's what happens now. It comes into this throw of, becomes like a, it's almost like Pavlov's dog. They can almost make the dog slobber at points on noses. And then we went from peaceful representation. Now Trump can go to the White House, walk by the White House, and he's causing the January the 6th. Oh my God, it's treason. Hang the motherfucker, let the motherfucker burn. That's history. But now they can come in here and tear it up, put the big fences up so that the womers, that's our new phrase for the ones who want their own abortion. They should do self-abortions. That'd be easier. Do abortion at home. That's right. Self-abortion. The womers, The womers are now fixing to have their piece of flesh. Mm-hmm. Which is how they got problems with their womb in the first place, is because they had their piece of flesh. So, evidently, here's where we go. We have to look up for him. Go ahead.
All right. So just before that, they are angel skin this fall. Angel skin, that's McLuhan's discarnate. Everybody's an angel, super angel.
Yeah.
Disembodied. Ostentatiously hemming apologetically over the shirtness of some sweet garment when she's not sitting on all the free benches, vigorously reading about it, but evidently on the lookout for him, or so thrilled about the best-dressed dolly pram and beautiful elbow competition, or at the movies swallowing sobs and blowing Bix Mixkits over Child Chaplin's latest, or on the verge of the gutter with some bobbed-haired brief rock baby mouse toddler. The Smiths now
yes.
keep two domestics.
Yes. Uh-huh. And aspire to... Go ahead.
Yeah. The Smiths now keep two domestics and aspire to three male ones, a shover, a buttlegger, and a sectary. Held hostage at arm's length.
The three stages of apprehension. There you go. You put that in a Voltaire. You can put that on your bob bed hair bifrocker. You bifrocker. You happy Mother's Day. You bifrockers. Okay. Your baby mama toddlers. Uh-huh. It's getting a little terse. Sorry y'all for those sensitive ones. It's getting a little terse. Don't blame us. Thank James Joyce. It's a little terse. Sorry about that.
Three male ones, a shover, a buttlegger, and a sectary. But before that, with some bobbed-haired brief frock baby mouse toddler held hostage at arm's length, teaching his infant majesty how to make waters worse. Then the whole paragraph in brackets. I am closely watching Master Pools, as I have reasons to suspect from my post that her little man is a secondary school teacher under the boards of education. That's all that educational invasion by the parents.
That's where they have critical race theory, where they teach reading, writing, and racism. And so now the little man's supposed to lay down and take this, and now we're going to have a disciple. We're going to have an infiltrator. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah,
We desperately want to give away the plot, but we're going to try to hold back, Bobby. It's so exciting.
Yeah, a voted disciple of Vinculus, who is being utilized thus publicly by the seducente infanta to conceal her own more masculine personality by flaunting frivolous finery over men's inside clothes, for the femininity of that totemuler will always lack the musculink of a vervumvrum. My solution
is
the proper...
So this is laying out that it's perfectly all right to go in drag to the Taco Bell. Oh, okay. That's understandable. That's fine. So looking at the inside thing. So good. So men, you have to tuck your tutu, and always remember to wear fine foundational garments. A good bustier goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. My solution for the proper parturience of mattress and the education of mercurious mites must stand over from the moment till I tackle this tickler hussy for occupying my utunctions. For occupying
what?
My
utunctions. My utunctions, my utentions. You leave my utentions. It's a matricious mite, but go ahead.
Margarina, she's very fond of birth, but a lick and a lack, she very fond of cheat. In brackets, the important influence exercised on everything by this East Asian import has not been till now fully flavored, though we can comfortably taste it in this case. I shall come back for a little more, say, farther on. End of bracket. A Cleopatrician, in her own right, she at once complicates the position while Burrus and Cassius are contending for her mystery by implicating herself with an elusive Antonius, a wop who would appear to hug a personal interest in refined cheese of all shapes.
If anybody's wondering, if a wop is a wet, ornate pussy. That's a wasp, just so you know that. The elusive Antonius. Watch out for the Antonius. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a section of Finnegan's Wake featuring Burris and Cassius. They've had an argument, and they're fighting over Antonius, a wop who would appear to hug a personal interest in refined cheese of all shades at the same time as he wags an antimine art of being rude like the boot. This Antonius Burris Cassius group triad.
Boar. Rude like a boor. Like a boor.
Oh, rude like the boor?
Mm-hmm. Boor. B-O-O-R. Boor.
This Antonius Burris Cassius group triad may be said to equate the Qualis equivalent with the older so-called Talus on Talus, one just as quantly as in the hyperchemical economantarchy, the tantum ergons illuminate the quantum urge so that eggs is to weigh as way as to zed, like your golf child's a boob caddy. And this
right.
is why any...
But see, that's laying in the details of thruples and sleep with who you want to and... girls with girls and boys with girls and hurls and whirls and durls and curls and all those different things. It's the ecocentric capacity of sleep with whomever you want, as long as you don't call them a woman, but you maintain their woman's rights. I don't know how they're going to decide who gets the rights if nobody knows what a woman is, but that's another conversation. We're going to get that from the boob caddy. The boob caddy may have to work it out. So as long as you got memories, maybe you can call the shots. We'll see.
And this is why any simple Philadelphus of a fool you like to dress, and at him issued Lowtownian, X-legged fatuous right, may be awfully green to one side of him and fruitfully blue on the other, which will not screen him, however, from appealing to my grope's arching eyes through the strongholds of my acropole. As a boosted, blasted, bleeding, blatant, bloating, blasphemous idiot who cannot tail a bomb from a pineapple, from a pineapple, when he steals one. What? Yeah.
Keep going a little bit more.
Blasphemous idiot who cannot tail a bomb from a pineapple when he steals one. And why not sing his psalmon with the Kong and our gregational pom-poms with the canting crew? No.
See, now you got it. Now you got it. That's laid in. Everybody's starting to notice how ridiculous it is. And then you got the Green New Deal, and then you keep going over, and then you get the Democrats, and then you keep going, and then you get the non-liberal liberals, and then you keep going. And a long way over to the red, you get those Trump-itis, stone cold, my way or the highway, I'm going to grind you into a fine powdery pup. Never again, this Scarlett O'Hara stood in terror, eating that rutabaga. Right at, now, if everybody doesn't know how the pagination goes, that's the right in the intermission of Gone with the Wind, where she holds that rutabaga up in there. She says, as God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again. Then she went in and ate greasy grits, gravy, and biscuits. With that rutabaga, so it was all right. So, there we go. So it's just setting the stage. Okay, go ahead.
No.
Keep up, y'all.
No, topsman to your tarpeia. No. No, topsman to your tarpeia. This thing, Mr. Abbey, is niffened. In brackets. And taking off south stuffs and alka-like matters, I hope we can kill time to reach the salt, because there's some force glass nutric acids bittering in the salt pewter for you to plump your pottage in, close bracket. The thundering leech. Yeah?
That's interesting. So what they're trying to say is that if y'all can keep your top people, that's the people who are the tops and not the bottoms in this little thruple, this little thruple, the thing, you know, Mr. Abbey.
Yeah.
Mr. Abbey. If you can keep your TT to yourself long enough, we're going to get you some new amino acids to straighten you all out. It'll soul pewter for you. It'll pump up your pottage in. You pump up your pottage in, so you'll lay down some of these ridiculous, innocuous, thundering legions of storms. Yeah, that are quite tabular. They're very quite tabular these days. But that's just setting the stage. Go ahead, go ahead. We want to give you enough so you'll be interested, because this would not have been interesting if you didn't have the insight of what was going on before and the next layer. Because now you're like, what the fuck? I want to know what the next part is. Okay, go ahead, Bobby.
The thundering legion has stormed Olymp. That it end. 12 tabular times till now have I edicted it. Maris genius to Carius Cassius. Moriture to Salutat. My Themis races run. So let Demoncracy take the highmost. Abraham Trippier, those old diligences are quite out of date. Read next answer. Close bracket. I'll beat you so, Ion! Holy shit, there's Ion. I'll beat you so, Ion! In brackets, big-tempered. Why not take direct action? See previous reply. Close bracket. My unchanging word is sacred. Now, is that addressing Ion with Ion's unchanging word, or is it accusing that Ion has no clue about the unchanging word?
No, we don't change our word. And it's big-tempered, meaning we're not going to take it. And we can take direct action, and you can see what we did before, and so you can work on your democracy. democracy. Run the race to all the way to the midterms. If you're so lucky, apparently they've got this on high authority. There's going to be midterms. We can't see it. We can't see that. So we'll see how it goes. Oh, and look, he spells like Cider Somerset. I'll beat you, so Ion. He spells it like Cider Somerset.
Where's that? I'll beat you.
Ion
incorrectly. Like Cider Somerset, right.
Like Cider Somerset, huh?
Yeah, I'll beat you, so
now,
Ion.
Now, here we go. And see, the unchanging word is sacred. Our words don't change. Y'all don't like them. And my word is my wife. Wait a minute, that's my uterus. Get your hands off my uterus. My wife. Then I can expose it, and I can expose it, and I can expand it, and I can bend it. That's a vending machine. Oh, I can generate it. Ooh, and I can have curlews. Ooh, some curlews. I need a little curl. I need to crown my nuptial nuptials. My nuptials need a little nuptial. I need some nuptial. Till breath us do part. What a man. Mm-hmm. Okay, now go ahead.
I want to reread what you did. My unchanging word is sacred. The word is my wife, to expound and expound, to vend and to vulnerate, and may the curlews crown our nuptials, till breath us depart, women, or women. Beware what you change with my years. Beware what you change with my years. Be as young as your grandmother. The ring man in the wrong shop, but the right words by the rote order. Ubi lingua nancupiscet, ibi fas, adversus hostum supersac. She that will not feel my full moon, let her peel to thee as the hoyden and the impudent. That man that hath no Moses in his soul, nor is not awed by conquest of word's law, who never with himself was fed, and leaves his soil to lap his head, when his hopes in his high-lows from whisking his woe, if he came to my preach a proud purse-broken ranger, when the heavens were willing, despite of their spout, to beg for a bite in our bark noir danger, would meself and Mac Jeffet Fornhand foot him out? Aye, were he my own breast brother, my doubled with love and my single biased hate, were we bred by the same fire and signed with the same salt, had we tapped from the same master and robbed the same till, were we tucked in the one bed and bit...
Wait. Before you get too far down the road, this is all this position where they start the impeachment, Guantanamo Bay. Who is the double? Who's the stand-in? Who's the replacement? They're laying out all those details when they start pinning the tail on the jackass. Okay, good. Go ahead.
Right. And the fraudulent election. Is that in there? Anything about the election?
Yes. The noise danger. The bark. Bark from the
noise
back.
Danger.
Everybody's talking about everything. But nobody's doing anything. But Mac Jeffet's going to get on it. You watch. Senator Kennedy's going to be on it. Don't worry about that. You woke up and have your, write your speeches after your morning beer.
Were he my own breast brother, my doubled with love, there's the doubles, and my single biased hate, were we bred by the same fire and signed with the same salt, had we tapped from the same master and robbed the same till, were we tucked in the one bed and bit by the one flea, Homo Gallant and Hemi Capnoise, Bum and Dingo, Jack by Churl, though it broke my heart to pray it, still I'd fear and hate to say. Still I'd fear, I'd hate to say. And that's the end of question, that's the answer to question 11, which you go back here. Let's just get the question.
Wait. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going back to question 11.
Now do the 12th. I know, but answer the 12th question first.
Okay, but it's one of, that's 10.
Wait, you can go right back to it. It's no problem. We just want to finish the page so you can help.
Yeah, but I will.
Afterglow mode.
I will. I just want to find, there's this whole section about Tellus and Tallis that we referred to. That's in the earlier discussion by Professor Lawili Bruler on page 150. But where is the beginning of number 11? This is the 11th question. Oh, I missed it. There is question 10. The long section. Oh, I see. Answer. Kaleidoscope 10. Answer. Ooh. This is funny. 143, 145, 147. Ah, page 148. So before I say question 11, question 12 is Sacer Esto? Answer, Seamus Shumus. So section 11. Seamus Shumus.
That's hysterical. It's like you become the semen summoner. It's the
semen, right?
Semen summoner. Semen summoner.
The question that
they answer. Don't want it. They don't want it, but they got to have it. But they want it, but they got to have it. But they don't know what they are. So that's when you can start getting pregnant with ease.
Right. So this is question 11. If you met on the binge, a poor Aeschyl from Ailing, when the tune of his tremble shook shimmy on shin, while his contrary raged in the week of his wailing, like a rugulent, pugilent lion o' Lynn, if he maundered in misliness, plaining his plight, or played fox and lice, pricking and dropping hip's teeth, or wringing his handcuffs for a piece, the blind writer, praying deep and dumb nostrums for thumb things to eat, if he wept while he leapt and guffawed with a quimper, made cold blood a blue Monday and no bones without flesh, taking kiss, cake, or kick with a suck, sigh, or simper, a diffle to learn and a dibble to lech, if the feigned shiner pegged you to shave his immartial, wee skill mustard shoal with his ooh-hoo-doo-doo, broking wind that to wiles woe made sin he was personal, we don't think, Jones, we'd care to this evening, would you? The answer is no, blankly. So you think I have impulsivism? So that answer begins on page 149 and goes all the way, 20 pages just about, to 168. And ends with, the whole answer is 20 pages. And then it ends with something about I'd fear, I'd hate to say. And then the final question in the quiz is Sacer Esto? You know what that means? Sacer Esto?
Basically, who's the baby daddy?
Uh-huh. Answer. The shame that shummeth or the same that semen summons?
It is a semen summoner. That's who the baby daddy is. It's the semen summoner.
That's the woman or the... Any hole, the hole, the box that summoned the semen.
Correct. That's the baby daddy. So therefore, men can get pregnant.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Awesome. Okay.
Awesome. You get some big beans. Some big beans, don't you know?
Now unmute everybody.
All participants are now unmuted.
Are you sure, Bob? It's pretty risky this same morning. Very risky.
Right, so let's see if anybody has any ideas to project into what we said. Well, they better have some ideas.
If you need us to kick anybody's chair, just let us know.
Yeah. Anybody awake there? Here's Sean trying to say something, I think.
Y'all need to post your Mother's Day pictures on Bob's Facebook page. He'll pin it on the wall if you'll put it up there. He's real into these holidays. He loves them. He loves to celebrate them. Bob does.
Yeah. Okay, Jack, you trying to say something? Don't forget to unmute.
Hey, Jermaine. Hey, baby doll.
Hi.
Hey, baby, what's up? We got to do things in the week. What's up?
Okay, I have a question.
Did you see that pig litter? Did you see that pig litter part? That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, speak a little louder, Jermaine.
Yeah. So, at the end of that, come along, you turn and you roll over and bubble up, cuddle up to big old Jackie. And remember, this big old Jackie, I want to tell you something. I can fuck like a dude. That'd be fun. And get away with it these days in the uncanceled cancel culture.
Yep.
That's fun.
Okay. So I have a question about, Tusa, when you were talking to Bert about...
Wait, are you talking about Finnegan? We're doing Finnegan's Wake, Jermaine.
This is Finnegan's Wake.
Okay, I don't have any questions about Finnegan's Wake.
Well, okay, we'll forget you.
Okay.
We'll just mute you.
Okay,
come on, people.
No. Bob's trying to pull a CeeLo Green on you, honey.
Yeah, CeeLo Green.
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead, Sean. Or somebody in the United Kingdom is trying to say something.
Sean.
Hi, Bob.
Oh, that's
hi,
John.
Hey,
John.
Hey, Phil.
Have you got a question about Finnegan's Wake, John?
No question about Finnegan's Wake, Bob. Just
look, we're only doing Finnegan's Wake. Shut up, John. If you're not
Finnegan's
Wake.
Go, Phil.
Great.
Okay. And everybody's fussing. They're saying, damn, Bob, what'd you wake us up for? If you're not going to let us ask what we want to, we don't care about Finnegan's Wake. Why you wake us up? We were perfectly stoned, and you messed up. You a Debbie Downer. You Debbie Downer, you. You a Debbie Downer. That's what you are.
Well, Phil has
an
idea.
Go ahead, Phil. At the bottom of page 165, it's in brackets. It says, I should like to ask that Shedlock Holmes person who is out for removing the roofs of our criminal classics by what deductio ad dominum he hopes de tacto to detect anything unless he happens of himself movable tecto to have a slade off. Is Shedlock Holmes Durham by some chance, huh?
It is. Absolutely is. Very good. You got that. That's Mr. Durham.
Very good.
The Durham. That's excellent. Yeah, that's excellent. Now, not the baseball player. Not Bull Durham. That's different. That's a Sigourney Weaver thing. Don't do that.
Yeah.
And how's he getting along?
Excellent. The same as he always has. They're slow. They give too much rope. They could hang him up quick. See, Trump could have drained the swamp in the media. But he got in there and realized the whole goddamn thing was a swamp. So he had to let it go easy, let the mosh pit really fill. So, when you're plunging out the crapper, you want to get it good and full so there's enough pressure. Once you break the log jam, bam, it all goes into the shitter. So he's just being very thorough.
Yeah, so Durham is foolproof and pry perfect. Well, that's what they think the box is. I'm inventing a more patent process, foolproof and pry perfect. Nah, not necessarily. Shedlock's going to get in there, right, Iron?
Now we're negotiating, see, so that's fine. But now that's the stretch. That's the home stretch. It's like your derby.
Afterwards.
Sometimes the least expected to win takes first prize.
That's right. Afterwards, they end, they can be reduced to a fragment.
Stunning finish.
Of their true crust.
See?
Afterwards, they can be reduced to a fragment of their true crust by even the youngest of Margies, if she will take place to be seated and smile, if I please.
Uh-huh.
What does that tell you, Phil?
Is that at the top of 166? True crust by even the youngest of Margies, if she will take place to be seated and smile.
If I please.
Was that what you were saying about Marge Stewart with regard to insights that McLuhan picks up on?
Yep.
You're asking, yes, obviously.
Is that what you were picking up on there, Bob?
Yes. Yes, Margaret Stewart.
Yes, you agree. You agree with what Bob said, that he agreed that you said with what he said, and those are the same words that they're in agreement. They rarely contradict each other. If you agree with Bob, you're rarely wrong. If you agree with Bob to Bob, you're rarely wrong. Yeah.
I agree with Bob.
Then you're rarely wrong. If you always agree with Bob, you're rarely wrong. That's good.
I guess Bill's blown his wad. Who's on next?
It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Leave him to fuck alone. Damn, it's almost afternoon. It's afternoon.
I had a few sentences up from where Phil just noted. These modes carrying us back to the superimposed clay layers of Eocene and Pleistocene formation. Is that describing a building?
A shape or a form of democracy. It's taking us back to when it was normal, when you had a separate, two different parties, the Whigs and the Tories, and they could agree to disagree. See, they could beef it out, but they didn't have to fuck each other in the butt in order to agree.
Well, what line is that, Bert? What was that word?
What was that? It's right up above the Ebihai Ahori of Pilatus Poenis. It's up above that.
I don't see
these
that.
Modes, page 165.
Yeah, I see that. These modes, where the heck is that? Changes of mind. Is that before we started talking?
No.
That was bad.
Come on, give me some other words, Bert. Oh, yeah, these modes, I see that. I see it. These modes carry us back to the superimposed clay layers of Eocene and Pleistocene formation. I see. And the gradual morphological changes. There was a slower time. Time for the dialectic to unfold.
Dun, dun, dun.
So what was your question about it, Bert? You asked if it's previous times.
No, I asked if it was describing a building, and Ian said no, it was just describing the shape or form of democracy, the way it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah, the traditional
The antithetical perusal.
Before the electric mishmash, which made everybody have angels.
And the interference, because used to, you had normal. Let's say I'm a man, and let's say I'd want to be a woman. Well, hell, J. Edgar Hoover. He wore them little panties forever. It wasn't no big deal. He didn't have to forfeit his life force to do that. He who cares what you wear? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I mean, who the fuck cares? Or who would know? Or whatever. Okay, good. Good. Don't wear it to the Walmart, but, well, that's where they wear it. They have to show it off at the Walmart. But if you didn't have to show it off at the Walmart, it'd be okay. But then you come in this place of this engagement. Now, all of a sudden, you have to judge it. You have to now like it. And whether you do that or not, you've got to embrace them having the ability to do it and be vocal about it. That's the difference. It's when they, what you call, went well, but fucking crazy. That's the way it's said. Yep. For boys are boys and the girls are nervous.
Very good, Bert. Anybody else got something? You want supper? Better fucking come up with something.
You better roll off that titwiler because the lobdoggers is going to lick your dog.
Yeah. Come on now. This genre of portraiture of changes of mind. These morphological changes in our body politic, these are simple. Media ecology, come on.
A third of the way down page one. A third of the way down page 165, it says, "You may not care for argon." Now, isn't argon playing a role in the new atmosphere, Ion?
Argon.
We don't know what you're talking about.
What line is that, Phil?
Argon.
Argon.
Are you, Phil? What part?
About 11 lines down of page 165.
That's before we started reading. Yeah, that's the "where one plant's brief is a lunger planter's bicent, and you may not care for argon." Yes. Isn't argon part of the changing in the atmosphere, Ion?
That's the part that included in the AO2SO4, but that's not tonight. You'll have to wait till that time. You're like, well, on page 287, I noticed something kind of interesting, and I wanted to talk about that.
You stay within the limits of the game.
I thought that's where you started. Maybe you didn't.
No, just below that. I started
that's
that.
That's why everybody was mad when Bob woke them up and told them they had to show up. Then they had to realize they would respond that there was a quiz, and that's when everybody jumped the lolly.
Yeah, that's two lines below that's where it started. Every admirer has seen My Goulash of Marge.
He's
so like the sister you don't know. And they both dress alike, which I titled "The Very Picture of a Needless Woman," which in the presence or in HR notional cruet stand. You know, the needless women that are around today. These people hold to the old definitions.
Well, they're needless women because they won't fuck. They won't get pregnant. If they do get pregnant, they want to kill the baby. And if they don't get pregnant, they don't kill the baby. They want to kill your baby. So it's a picture of a needless woman. Right?
Yep.
My right to be wrong. I have the right to be wrong, goddammit.
Come on, next. Someone else.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, John.
I can say I noticed the whole wow again of how Finnegan's Wake applies to current affairs every time, and how today was all centered around Roe versus Wade, and then marched with the secretary calling out the ridiculousness of the body, it's my body, I can do with it what I want to. Then the womb's problem.
Yeah.
The ecocentricness, where they say you can sleep with whatever you want as long as it's not a woman.
All right.
And then how it ends with the semen supplement.
And being in your business, that's challenging, isn't it, darling?
Yes.
What did you say it ended with, Sean?
The semen summoner.
Oh, yeah. Oh. The semen summoner. That's right.
Second coming.
Right. Second coming, yes.
We enjoyed the first coming, and we're waiting on the second coming. Now that goes in the chapter of "Thou churneth thy butter." Thou churneth thy butter.
Aren't you like deal with Golf Child's boob caddy? Deal with those people, don't you? You take Clinton, let them, you jack them up the stairwell.
No, that's Clinton, Bob. That's Clinton.
Clinton does that.
Well, when he gets the change, he does. He takes advantage when he gets the change.
It's the rich strike. The rich
strike. The rich strike.
Do Do you have to deal with those, Sean? People grope at you? These patients you come to, gropes arching high through the stronghold of your acropole?
Well, you could just see their eyes luring, Bob. You could see the eyes that's probably been used to porn. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a funny. Bob, that's a funny choice of words. Why would you call them patients? Are they victims or what? What is this about? We're confused. Why would you call them patients, Bob? That's
what Sean does. He serves people who are in handicapped conditions.
Yeah.
Oh, blue balls. Yeah. That'll handicap you. That's right. That's true.
And she cannot treat them as boosted, blasted, bleeding, blatant, bloating, blasphemous idiots. Can't do that. Can be polite.
Wow. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then she's tenacious with a conscience. Mm.
Hyperchemical economantarchy.
Wow. Bob.
Yeah. What kind of hat did y'all all get for the Derby this year? Oh, wait, no. That's in 2 weeks when we do Finnegan's Wake. We'll talk about the Derby hat. Everybody had. So be sure you got your good one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, come on now, Brent. Nick.
Hi, Bob.
Lady Brent.
Wait a minute. He was number one. He had the butcher knife to Bert. He had the butcher knife to
8 hours ago. He was doing fine.
That was yesterday.
He was going to be the... He was the ruler of the world yesterday. Boozled their bostulate. They boozled their bostulates.
Ian, can dead people get pregnant?
Of course. Do dead people grow fingernails and hair? Of course.
Is that all you can come up with, Brent?
No, Bob.
What does that have to do with Finnegan's Wake? What does that have to do with Finnegan's Wake, honey?
Well, this was all Roe versus Wade, so I was wondering if, you know, dead people are getting pregnant and we need to
nobody cares if dead people get abortions. Nobody gives a care about dead people abortions. They're not Optimus Accumulus Datum. They're not in the law. They're not in the purview. Stare Decisis says that the dead people can do what the fuck they want. They're not under the Constitution. They forfeited their rights as humans. You can never get a mandamus on a dead person.
You want to say something there, James? James came all the way in from Australia.
Long call. Well, his words take longer to get from Australia. Australia. Kill the fucking speaker.
Come on, James. Get your shit together. Put the guitar down.
Apparently, it takes a long time to get the words back to Australia, too, Bobby. My giddy shit, sir, is your loggy gobs and nobbins. Your nobbins is nibbed. Them damn nobbins is nibbed. Yeah. Don't start with me. That was funny.
Okay, try again, James. James showing the echo chamber of Finnegan's Wake. Shortwave radio stuff.
Mm.
Which is a big part.
Either that he's got some extra lollies over for lunch.
Are you going to say anything, James?
Get them drawers off of them. Let's go.
Hey.
Good point you're making there, James. Very good point.
Yeah.
That's a good translation.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's It's sacrosanct.
James, say something.
Hey, baby, how you doing? Want to tell us about your little party going on? You want to tell us about your little party going on? That sounds like fun.
Which party is this?
The one that's echoing in your room there.
Behind you. Yeah. The one where you can hear the clothes hitting the wall in reverberation of the time.
Is there an echo?
Yeah, there was. Very nice effect. You can hear it in the replay. But look, do you have any ideas? Any projections?
Yes. Yes. Page 166, halfway down. I'm closely watching Master Poolers. Is that Mr. Putin?
Yes. But that's a side.
Right.
See, all these are still heady distractions. Heady distractions. You remember Heady?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good. You do remember Heady. So it's a heady distraction. It looks good. It's on point, but it doesn't apply. So it's like another thing that's going to come into stir in the mix that's supposed to change or have an effect from our affected condition. Like, we have to be shamed because we don't get to say we have a vagina. And we can identify as a woman, but we can get pregnant, but we can't have a vagina. See the rubber?
Yeah, it says there, chicken seal her own more muscular personality. So, right. Mr. Putin, a distraction. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then further down, Margarina, the clear patrician, and her East Asian imports, is that mind, body, spirit?
In essence, it's a mind, body, spirit. It's a little bigger than that. It involves a little bit more than that because you also have amino acids that come into that same play. But it's becoming that perfect tincture, I guess is what it says.
And then the reference on page 167, and taking off salt stuffs and alkalike matters, I hope we can kill time to reach the salt. Is that the same reference there?
Same. It's the congealing of that reference. You're going to get rid of time, you're going to add the salt, you're going to add the amino acids, put your stuff together, and you got to talk to Bob, you got to blah, 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 blah. And then if you don't give up, you may ascend.
So the Cleo Patrician, that's Dr. Carolyn Dean, Ian?
Margarita.
A reference to Margarita.
Margarita.
Yeah.
And the elusive Antonius, who may that be?
The elusive, and that's dealing with what's left of Fauci, Antonio Fauci.
Yeah. Very good.
That's what's left of. He's done shot his wad, y'all. Don't worry about him. He won't be long. He won't be long.
Now
he has shot his wad, Ian.
The meningitis.
He has.
Oh yeah. Now the meningitis is killing little kids, and he won't even touch it. He won't. That's the new thing. The meningitis is killing people. They had to get this liver transplants, and then they die anyway.
Okay. 166, just where you started. Oh, no, you started 165. About one-third up on 166, it's got the blowing mixed mix cuts over Child Chaplin's latest or on the verge, the gutter. Is that Julia Child reference?
It is.
And then what?
And Paul.
Okay. And what's the Bob De Hair?
Bob De Hair.
Where are you, James? Describe where you are.
That's the rule of Bob. It's the rule of Bob.
Right. But where are you, James?
One third down.
166.
Yeah, one third down is thrilled about the best dressed dolly pram and beautiful elbow competition, or at the movies swallowing sobs.
Blowing mixed mix cuts over Child Chaplin's latest are on the verge of the gutter with some bob.
So I got to go up a bit. I don't see that.
That's just after you stopped on 166.
Just after what?
You stopped.
Where you stopped reading.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yeah, I see it. Blowing Blix mixed it over Child Chaplin's latest. Bob Hare. That's Lockdown Bob Rule?
Yeah, Hare Bob. Hare Bob.
Hare Bob, right. H-E-R.
Yeah,
Hare
Bob.
Do you have anything to say, Madeline?
No.
No?
Hey, Ion. Hey, Bob.
Open air, hey, Bob.
Hey, got anything to say, Madeline? About Finnegan's Wake here.
Yes, I said no, Bob.
No, Bob.
Thank you for the opportunity.
To say no.
And then Maggie says, I want you to know right here and now, I've been thrown out a lot nicer salons than this. I'll give you that.
Okay, James, you got another idea?
Just looking at the Thundering Legion has formed on page 167, two-thirds of the way down.
Thunderous.
The Thundering Legion.
Stormed Olymp. We talked about Olympus last week up in Washington State.
I was wondering what the 12 tabular times till now. Is that the 12 tribes?
It's a reference to the 12 tribes, or say 12 divisions, because they're going to sort out themselves that way.
Mm-hmm. And then a bit further on, my famous Themis race is run.
Mm-hmm. That's where all this shit gets run. All this shit gets undone. The stuff that's bled over into Australia, New Zealand, and hell, it's bled everywhere. The xenocracy of the ridiculous parts of the United States has just gone viral. And everybody's saying, well, I want that too. I can do that too. Why haven't they given me $1 trillion, goddammit? I need to be a trillionaire. If I was a trillionaire, I wouldn't have all this trouble. Give me $1 trillion, fucker. I need that too. And that's the ridiculous part that's run out. So, gonna be fun. Mm-hmm. You know what? See how this ends up? Just look at Venezuela.
Yeah, not looking good.
Okay, guys, we've run out of time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey. Thank you, Bob.
5, 1, 6, 7,
yeah, thanks, Bob.
You're welcome, guys. Thank you for making mighty contributions.
Happy days are happy. Happy days are happy.
Bye, Bob.
Thank you. You're welcome. Look at this.
Don't miss it. Be there.
T's comments, right-wing misogyny, ionic ignorance, and hypocrisy at its best.